Mayor Colleen Potter served one four-year term on the Heber City Council beginning in 2014 before unseating the incumbent and winning the election in November. She feels the city needs a different direction.
Well, that change is a concerted effort to do more proactive planning and communicating and getting public involved to make decisions that will really determine the future of our valley. We have so much growth pressure and we've been a little reactive, and so we're trying to make sure that we're going to get what we want in the future.
They're holding a council planning retreat this weekend. It's an open meeting, but public input won't be taken during the work sessions.
But this time we're approaching it a little bit differently. So we're going to come out of that retreat with some specific priorities and goals as city council. So the staff will know where we're going, and we'll be able to kind of flesh out how do we start working on our priorities instead of being reactive to everything that's coming at us. So I think this will sort of set the tone.
Potter says one of her priorities is to engage the community, and they've hired a consultant and mediator to guide the council in this effort. Heber Power and Light is considered an interlocal public utility owned by the residents of Heber, Midway, and Charleston, and it's governed by their elected officials. Now that Potter is the mayor, she's the chair of the governing board. They partner with Rocky Mountain Power because they have to have backup in the event of a disaster.
And they made an agreement with Rocky Mountain Power to do this, so that one of the concerns about with Heber Light and Power is there was only one point of interconnect. So if there was a major, you know, natural disaster or something that cut off our power from Provo Canyon, it would, the only power we would have is what could be generated internally, which would not be adequate for the valley. So Heber Light and Power for years has wanted a second point of interconnect, and that's where this started, was trying to get a connection on the north end with Rocky Mountain Power to make sure that we have two connections if something goes wrong.
The previous mayor of Heber, Alan McDonald, assigned then city councilors Potter and Heidi Franco to the governing board in 2014 when they were first elected to city council. They were both abruptly removed by McDonald after serving just 6 months.
Yes, we were only on there for about 6 months before he removed us. And at the time, there were a lot of problems with Heber Light and Power, and we started asking questions and exposing some issues with salaries and salary studies and bond ratings going down. And anyway, it became very contentious, and the mayor claimed that we were reckless and incompetent and not keeping our fiduciary duties, but our perspective was that that was exactly what our fiduciary duty was to make sure that the ratepayers were being treated fairly and getting their money's worth from an efficient and accountable power utility in our valley. So anyway, there was that conflict, and now here we are 4 years later, and I'm the chair of the board.
Potter says the top priority is Rocky Mountain's installation of high transmission power poles through areas of the valley. There's an outcry of public resistance to the project. Potter wants the community to be able to help determine the direction of the power board.
Today is our first meeting of the Heber Light and Power Board. One of the simple things I have done is move the meeting. They have their meetings in the basement of their building, and there's not much parking or very easy access for the public. So I've moved that meeting to the Heber City Council Chambers, where there will be more room for the public to come and see what's going on and have opportunities to express their feelings about how they think things are going.
The Power Board meets Wednesday, 4 p.m., in the Heber City Council Chambers. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.